It's all well and good knowing your accounting standards, but in the exam, you're going to be tested on the application of accounting standards. My name is Tom Clendon, and I am an online ACCA SBR lecturer, and I help my students pass the SBR exam by challenging them. And I want to share with you an example of a practical situation. Maybe a business pays an annual insurance premium of $15,000 a year. And when it makes that payment, it will credit bank debit expense. Now, maybe over the years, we've never really claimed on that insurance. And all that we've done is reduce profits every year by paying out the $15,000. So maybe it's proposed that we should self-insure. In other words, take the risk in-house. In other words, not pay the annual premium. And maybe part of that self-insurance involves us annually putting some money aside every year into a separate pot so that in the event of some kind of insurance and some kind of damage or claim, we've got some money that we've put aside. And maybe it also involves an annual charge to the P&L and the setting up of a liability. Now, that's the background. And I'd like you to think how you would respond to the proposal for self-insurance. Not from the idea of risk management, not from the idea of is it a good idea or not, but from the point of view of the accounting for putting money aside and the accounting for charging an expense and setting up a liability. I wonder if you know already the accounting standard that I'm going to be basing the answer on. Because one of the tricks in SBR sometimes is identifying what you're being tested on. Now, if you want a time to think about it, put this podcast on pause because I'm about to go into the answer. Now, putting money aside is not really a double entry, is it? You could open up a separate account, credit cash, debit cash. That's not really where the answer is going. The self-assurance treatment that has been proposed is they continue to charge an expense, debit, and they continue to set up a liability. They set up a liability as the credit. But there's no real underlying transaction. So I'm suspicious of that. And if I'm setting up a liability for this insurance, this possible breakage in the future, that seems to be a liability of uncertain timing or amount. So I think the framework for answering this question is, do I have a liability? Is there an unavoidable obligation? Are we going to be applying ISA 37? Does it meet the conditions for the recognition of a liability under that standard? And I think it's not inevitable that we do make a claim. So I don't see there is an unavoidable obligation to pay out 15,000 or whatever it is. And there's a track record of not making a claim anyway. And a provision is a liability of uncertain timing or amount that depends on a past event. And with self-insurance, there is no past event. You can't make a provision for self-insurance. It just doesn't meet the definition of a liability. Yeah, there's no probable outflow of that sum of money. There is no past event. So it's a non-starter. So, you know, I can imagine something like this coming up in the exam. And if it did come up, it's, you know, 3 or 4 marks. You have to understand the requirement of the question, and then you have to apply your knowledge in answering the question. Thank you very much for listening. If you want help in passing SBR, reach out to me. My name is Tom Clendon. I have a website, www.tomclendon.co.uk, and I'm easily available on the WhatsApp 07725 350793. Thank you for listening.